with the ringing of that school bell, I invite you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in this Bible school, we're studying our Bibles. So if you will, now get your Bible and turn to the epistle of 1 John. And after a brief introduction, we're going to begin reading this letter that John wrote. He wrote this letter late in his life. And the things that were confronting the churches at time are different than that which Paul was confronting. Paul had to deal so much with Judaism. But after Jerusalem was destroyed, a lot of those Judaistic tendencies kind of went away with it. But there were now the philosophies of men to deal with. And John was having to combat human philosophies in this first epistle. Well, introduce that and some of the main themes of that in just a moment, but you'll want to turn to that first epistle of John. And while you're turning, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m. followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have 1 John open to you, before we begin reading, let me point out to you five major themes that we're going to see developed in this epistle. Number one of five, John set truth against error. And we still need to be setting truth against error. Theme number two, the knowledge from the apostles is still sufficient. There was a preacher of the past that I knew somewhat, but I've read from his writings, named G.K. Wallace, and he once said that every false teacher tries to pull people away from the Bible, as though knowing the Bible is not going to be sufficient. You need some kind of special revelation or some kind of special guidance or some kind of special vision, and you'll follow your thoughts and feelings along with the Bible. But that is not so. The knowledge from the apostles is still sufficient. Number three of these five major themes is that Christ did come in the flesh. And we have the evidence for that. And John is going to be producing that evidence in this epistle. Number four of five is that we must abstain from sin and keep God's commandments. And then number five, a theme developed in this first epistle, is that our fellowship is with God, and we need to continue to love one another. The epistles of 1 John are sometimes called the epistle of love. It is false doctrine that causes division among us. It is the truth that brings us together in love. Why, these epistles of John are amazing in that they're still so applicable to us today and can guard us from so many errors. It is amazing. The way to restore New Testament love is to restore New Testament teaching. We do not need new knowledge. We need the old gospel. The restoration plea is a plea to return to the things which were taught by the apostles. And with that introduction, I want to begin reading for you from the American Standard Version of 1901, the first epistle of John. This is 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1. That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, that which we have seen with our eyes, that which we beheld, and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare unto you the life, the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you also, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Yea, and our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. These things we write, that our joy may be made full. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. And this is the message which we have heard from him, and announce unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye may not sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily hath the love of God been perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 7. Beloved, no new commandment write I unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye heard. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light already shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in the darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in the darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 12. I write unto you, my little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the evil one. I have written unto you, little children, because you know the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vain glory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour. And if ye have heard that Antichrist cometh, even so now there ariseth many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. And ye have an anointing from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, even he that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that confesseth the Son hath the Father also. As for you, let that abide in you which ye heard from the beginning. If that which ye heard from the beginning abide in you, ye shall abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that would lead you astray. And as for you, the anointing which ye received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any one teach you. But as his anointing teacheth you concerning all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it taught you, ye abide in him. And now, my little children, abide in him, that if he shall be manifested, we may have boldness and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one also that doeth righteousness is begotten of him. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. And such ye are. For this cause the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. We know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him even as he is. And every one that hath this hope set on him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Every one that doeth sin doeth also lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And ye know that he was manifested to take away sins, and in him is no sin. Whoso abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. My little children, let no man lead you astray. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that doeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. To this end was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is begotten of God doeth no sin, because his seed abideth in him. And he cannot sin, because he is begotten of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message which ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13. Marvel not, brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby know we love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's goods, and beholdeth his brother in need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, How doth the love of God abide in him?